This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. The fifth annual Aldo Leopold Festival starts today at Les Chenaux Islands. And if you're like me, you might have to look that up on the map. But it's located in the eastern Upper Peninsula, about 30 miles northeast of the Mackinac Bridge. Joining us is one of the festival organizers, Elliot Nelson. Hi there.
Hi, how's it going?
So for those of us who don't know, who was Aldo Leopold and why are you celebrating him?
Aldo Leopold was one of the kind of the first people to help found the conservation movement, really the founder of a movement called the Land Ethic Movement, which really helped open Americans' eyes to the value of wildlands and to the value of conservation land set aside specifically to help the ecology of the area. And so he's really known also as the founder of wildlife ecology, a whole branch of science. He was an amazing person who spent his whole life really dedicated to studying wildlands and to helping to protect and preserve them. And so because of his, you know, life dedication to that, we try to honor his legacy by hosting this festival to help expose people to more of the nature in our area.
Well, given all that, how do you celebrate one of America's most influential naturalists?
Yeah, well, our festival is a great festival that highlights the diversity of nature in the Les Chenaux Islands area, which, by the way, is an area that Leopold grew up visiting his family. His family had a cabin there, so there's that connection, too.
But, oh, they vacationed there.
Yeah, they vacationed there. When he was a young boy, his family had a cabin out on Marquette Island, and he grew up kind of exploring the wildlands. There's maps that he created as a young adult there, as well as some bird lists that he kept and some photos of him from the area. So there's a lot of great evidence to show he really developed a lot of his love of nature in this Les Chenaux Island area, and that's really what we're trying to help inspire others to do, is to have that same love and appreciation for the amazing natural world around us.
Well, that kind of gets back to the original question. What should a visitor expect to be doing at the festival?
Yeah, so this festival has a number of field trips and talks, kind of founded around those two things. And the field trips go to see a variety of things. We have quite a few birding trips, which are really exciting. We get out to see these amazing little songbirds called warblers, as well as some waterfowl, and out to some of our wetlands around here to see some marsh birds. We also have walks to see flowers, specializing in orchids and some in carnivorous plants. We have a carnivorous plant hike this year, which is really exciting.
Be careful.
Yeah, exactly, right? Don't stick your finger in those ones. But then we also have some fern walks, lichen, insect walks, all sorts of diversity of the wild world out there.
Well, this is your fifth year doing the festival. Who comes to the Aldo Leopold Festival?
Yeah, our festival is targeted at both locals and those from all across the country, really. We kind of try to keep the price low, so it's really accessible to all. And we really see about half of the folks that come are just from the area that want to learn more about what's in their own backyard. And the other half come from all across Michigan, the Midwest. We even have folks from the East Coast and even as far as Arizona come out.
Yeah, he's got a lot of fans. You know, Aldo Leopold died just a couple of weeks after publishers accepted a Sand County Almanac, which outlines many of the philosophies you were talking about. But that book didn't really take off until a couple of decades later when it was issued in paperback. What do you think Leopold would think of a festival at Les Chenaux where people from all over come to celebrate his life and his thoughts on the environment?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a Leopold scholar myself, so I can't say exactly how he'd respond, but you know, I think he would be a little surprised to see how long-lasting some of his effects are, but I think he would also be somewhat pleasantly pleased at the amount of protected areas. You know, the Les Chenaux Islands was named by the Nature Conservancy as one of the last great places on Earth, one of the most undisturbed and pristine habitats, particularly of this freshwater shoreline type left. And so a lot of that land, all the way from St. Ignace to Drummond Island, has been protected by the Nature Conservancy, the Little Traverse Conservancy, as well as our state and even some federal lands in there that all kind of ensure that this area really maintains its pristine sort of quality.
So where should I go if I want to attend the festival?
Yeah, well, the festival headquarters is at the Hessel Schoolhouse and Avery Center in Hessel, Michigan. It's one of the two small communities in the Les Chenaux Islands area. And all the info that is there and the registration is there. And most of our trips are based out of there when we travel to different places. So eldoleopoldfestival.com has all our registration information, the full schedule, and everything you would want to know about the festival.
Elliot Nelson is one of the organizers of the Aldo Leopold Festival at Les Chenaux Islands. It continues through June 2nd. Thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.